Chapter 1. Mornings with Tibetan Bowls and No Obligation Coffee. This was my third year living in Portland. The city turned out to be kind, not in the sense of hugging in the street and going to visit, but in its restraint. No one prying into your soul. Everyone smiles just enough so you don't feel like a stranger, but you don't have to get close either. People have enough tact to leave you alone. That was exactly what I needed. I rented an apartment in a neighborhood where my neighbor on the left grew cannabis for medication, and the neighbor downstairs meditated to the screams of his cat, which, judging by the sounds, regularly lost fights with the vacuum cleaner. In between them lived I, a man who just wanted to drink beer on Fridays and watch the mold on the windowsill leisurely take over the area, as if conducting its own quiet expansion. On weekends, I went to the same cafe around the corner, where they had long known my order, but never asked my name. It's the perfect relationship, warm, but without commitment. The barista with the Carpe Diem tattoo on his neck would always ask, "How's it going?" but never listened to the response. Once I tried to say, "A stray raccoon hung itself in my fridge," and he just nodded and asked, "With syrup?" That morning I was awakened by the sound of Tibetan singing bowls. It was my downstairs neighbor, the same one who was meditating to the screams of his cat. It seemed he decided to finally move to a new level of spiritual awareness on Saturday at 6 a.m.